pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The best thing about this Monday, because we've got a lot of football to talk about, is the playoffs are set per one team, and there is not a team from New York in them in Major League Baseball. That is so great. That is absolutely the highlight of the day. The Huskers get beat. UNK gets beat in a spot you wouldn't expect them to get beat on in special teams in the kicking game. Hastings College wins a double overtime contest. We will be talking with Paul Merkowitz of Hastings College, Daryl Morris from UNK here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Merk and Morris on Monday, brought to you by Richmond Sons Camper Sales in Grand Island. So that is coming up today. We'll take a look at the poll question. We will take a look at some football from the high school ranks. Maybe we'll have time to get into that a little bit. The NFL, crazy. I am now really, really down on the Minnesota Vikings. Really, really down on the Minnesota Vikings. Gus Frerotte has not made them a better football team. He gets hurt. Tavarius Jackson has to warm up. But they make boneheaded plays. And, yes, Tennessee is a good football team. But boneheaded plays, and we'll talk about that. But we want to get your thoughts on 35-30 Virginia Tech over Nebraska. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox. We would love to hear from you. And I'll tell you what, Grand Island Central Catholic's not going to win 100 volleyball matches in a row. They may win their next 80, but they were upset by Ravenna in the tournament finals. All of a sudden, Ravenna comes out of nowhere and has an outstanding weekend. What a tournament that is. If you were into high school volleyball and had a chance to go watch it in Holdridge, I mean, when you got some of those teams that they had playing in consolation games, unbelievable volleyball is over there. So congratulations. Ravenna Central Catholic rematch in Grand Island Thursday on our sister station, Power 99 FM. That'll be a straight-up duel, so that'll be the best of five. But wherever you go, from that to the NFL and everything in between, quite the weekend of sports. Camilo Villegas, a winner on the PGA. Jimmy Johnson wins on the NASCAR. God, that even hurts just to say NASCAR. But whatever you want to touch on, we'd love to hear from you. But obviously, we want to start with the Huskers. Daddy, your thoughts, my thoughts off the bat here, just quick to throw it into you. This is exactly where I thought we'd be. So if any Husker fan is disgusted or disappointed, then you're the delusional fan that thought Nebraska could win 10 or 11 games this year.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. And I think, obviously, I had this as a win for Nebraska. Didn't happen, and now we're 3-3. We're not winning Saturday. We're not winning the following week. There's no way. With the defense, it plays like our defense played. Now, the offense didn't put them in very good position in the first half. Give them that. But you go down and look at the personnel of our defense. You know, we gave up 21 first downs to Virginia Tech. Now, Tyrod Taylor is a quarterback that can kill you with his athleticism. People knew that coming into this game. You knew that coming into this game. He got away four or five times. That was four or five more times than you could have let it happen if you're going to remain in this game. Nebraska was on its heels. Yes, they made a great search. Yes, they played hard till the final whistle. That's great to see. It was a stark contrast from what we saw a year ago, granted. But our defense, the pieces which Bo Pelini has to work with, talent-wise, subpar. And I go back to last year when T.R. Green was kind of my perennial whipping boy and wasn't getting the job done. Well, Larry Asante is starting out to become that whipping boy this year. And I don't know, with all that athleticism, if the kid doesn't have a poor brain in his little head and doesn't know where he's supposed to be on the field, That is a shame because he has the next play he makes will be the first play he makes. He has not been good, and so many times the receivers were open. It was him not being close, not being in a position where he should be, and it killed us all night long. And I think the front four played their butts off. I think you look at Potter, Allen, Sue, and Steinkuhler, I think all four of those guys really played well. Other than that, there's not a lot of positives on the defense for Nebraska.
1-888-455-ESPN. Love to hear your thoughts. First loss for Bo Pelini as a head football coach. 1-888-455-ESPN. And you know what? It was disheartening that they threw the flag on the unsportsmanlike conduct, or not even on the unsportsmanlike, on the late hit on Sue, because that unsportsmanlike conduct actually had no bearing on anything. Maybe we hold them to a field goal, but actually they score quicker, and that gives us a chance to get down the field. You know, however you want to look at it. That's not where the game was won or lost. It definitely was a call Husker fans didn't want to see when it looked like Nebraska had the momentum. But Virginia Tech is not a good offensive football team, and we made them look like a good offensive football team. And good God, how can we not run the ball for more than 55 yards? This is a team that, I mentioned it, they played better competition, and it showed. But the most points they'd scored in four games was 24 against 1AA Furman. 24, 20, 20, 22. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm not going to hammer Nebraska because I thought this is where they'd be, but just folks that thought that we could go in and roll Virginia Tech, it didn't happen, and I was a little disappointed at how slowly Nebraska started. Joe Gann's bad, bad interception to start the football game, but then he overcame that. I thought he missed a lot of wide-open wide receivers in that football game. He'd come down to an underneath route, and it'd be okay, or he'd tuck it up and try and run because – in the postgame press conference, me, Steve Ryan from Big Red Report, two or three other guys were talking. I'm saying, God, Gans didn't play very well. And everybody's saying, yeah, Gans, this was his worst game as a starter. You look at the stats, he's 17 for 26 for, what was it, 260-something. And
288 or 278.
Managed the game except for that pick. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN.
Johnny from Minden on the line, guys.
Johnny, good morning.
Daddy, hey, it's Johnny Cameron. How you doing?
Hey, Johnny. What's going on?
I just think you hit the nail right on the head. You know, we've got the right coach, but we're just not going to have the playmakers for a couple of years here to get things done. And like you said, we're Missouri and Oklahoma, we're in trouble, and the rest of the games are really a toss up, other than maybe one or two. But I think you're absolutely right.
Texas Tech is not a toss up, Johnny. Texas Tech is not a toss up.
We'll struggle with Texas Tech also. But I mean, if we're we've got a real possibility of being a 500 team again this year, and it's just going to take a couple of years because we've got to have the playmakers. We don't have them on defense, and we don't have a game breaker on offense.
I appreciate the phone call, Johnny. I think it goes back to it's one of those chicken salad deals, and Bo Pelini can't do it immediately. You know, and you see, hey, I'm with the Rivals guys. I'm with the Rivals guys. Hey, if I saw Larry Asante with his shirt off, I'd ooh and ah too.
Okay.
He's a very good athletic-looking body, but is not in the right place at the right time at all.
You haven't even mentioned that Bill Callahan didn't really recruit athletes.
Here's Craig from Grand Island, guys.
Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's going on?
I just think I thought we were like, we'd come in and beat Virginia Tech. I didn't think we'd have any problem with that. But I thought the play calling wasn't the best of his ability. I think the first half, Gans didn't have a very good half. We understand that. Starting off in the hole doesn't do us any good either. But I think the play of the game was, or the series of the game was, we get the three and out, we get the punt return, we get the three and out again, and we're right there about the 40 to 40-some yard line, and he runs an inside handoff. Next play is a hold. I mean, you got the crowd. The crowd was rocking after the punt return. And then when you come out, you stop them three and out, and then you come back and you do an inside handoff and the next is a hold, and then we end up punting away. I think you take a shot for the end zone. The crowd was there. I just don't think the play calling, their defensive rush was great for Virginia Tech. Where were the draws? Where were the bubble screens? Where were the inside screens? That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. 1-888-455-ESPN. Craig in Grand Island getting a hold of us there. 1-888-455-ESPN.
You know, down the field seemed to be, we seemed to have a lot of people open. Doug, you were up above, got to see a lot of the game from the sixth floor. And you made that comment yesterday. There were people running open down the field, and it seemed like Joe Gans was checking down or taking the underneath routes, like you said a minute ago.
He is not making his progressions. I mean, and that's not just me. And again, yeah, it's easier to see up in the press box, and we're all geniuses. Blah, I know that. I know that. But you're a Joe Husker fan, and you want to break it down like that. And it was pretty much unanimous along Radio Row there that, you know, God, he's wide open in the slot, and he didn't even look at him, and he had time. He's zeroing in on one guy. He was doing a better job at the end of last year, you know, having time. You got to have time to look. I thought, for the most part, Saturday he had some pretty good time. I thought the offensive lineman did an okay job of pass blocking for Joe. They rolled him out a few times, and he had all day usually when he rolled out. There was a couple times he was definitely under pressure, but he missed some open guys. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's Andrew from Kearney.
Andrew, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, did it seem to you guys, once we got that safety right off the bat, the crowd was never really into it? Of course, it's never been like it has been in the 90s. I mean,
in the first half, yeah. I mean,
we were chasing field position the whole first half.
That's exactly what we were chasing. We were, you know, put ourselves in bad positions. And then you look at special teams, Andrew. We never did. Did we ever cover a kicker or a punt return every time? And now, granted.
Did Niles Paul ever hit the right hole either?
Hey, Andrew, thanks for the call. Sure appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. Well, we got beaten special teams. There's no doubt about that. We got beaten special teams.
And tip your hat off to Macho Harris, too. Truly one of the great. You know, he's going to be a first-round draft selection. You got to think he's a difference maker. You know, athletic-wise, Tyrod Taylor, one of those players, whatever it is, he's a step ahead. He's a half a step quicker than everybody else on the field, and it shows when he's escaping out of the pocket. And Macho Harris the same way.
This is a simple football game. Virginia Tech played better than us, and that's what Bo Pelini said after the football game.
That's it. I mean, our kids have been playing hard. They've been giving effort, and we just didn't play well enough to win the football game. We made too many mistakes. We got beat. We got beat on both sides of the football and in special teams, and it wasn't effort, it wasn't attitude. We just we got out executed. We didn't play well enough to win. We got out. We didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough.
He made no bones about it. He reiterated that time and time again during his 8 to 10 minute post game press conference.
How complicated is football? It seems like are we not that sharp? I here's ball. Go get ball. How hard? I mean,
both teams are trying to execute the game plan. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines.
Here's Timo from Kearney.
Timo, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Well, we're trying to survive a Monday.
I hear you. Say, did you guys happen to rewatch the game last night on ESPNU?
No, I did not. I saw the Bo Pelini show, but that was it.
Well, I watched it when I could see a little straighter. I was thinking, you know, if it wasn't for that safety and we wouldn't have went for two, we wouldn't have had to push the ball down the end of the so fast at the end of the game there, and we could have gotten field goal range, maybe not. You know, we could have won with a field goal.
The only thing
I was thinking, you know, when I watched it again, you know, and I liked how the guys played. You know, I didn't think Virginia Tech had that game in them. I'd seen two of their first three, and I figured, you know, we got a good chance. But they played flawless. They played a lot better than they did against North Carolina. Yep. And East Carolina.
So you're exactly right, Tim. Well, hey, thanks for the call, man. We sure appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. Well, if, yeah, you don't make mistakes, you're going to win the football game when it comes to the safety and going for two. Yes, exactly. Exactly right. And the two-point conversion, the only thing I'm scratching my head on, Nate Swift just went 88 yards. What the hell is he doing in on the two-point conversion? And what are we throwing it to him for? But, yeah, you know, if it works, it's great. It didn't work, so you can second guess it. 1-888-455-ESPN coming up in the second half of the show. We will have our Mondays with Merck and Morris. But first half of the show today, we're going to talk Nebraska football coming off that first loss. We welcome your calls, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah, you go back to the safety, Doug, probably pretty lucky that the ball got out of the back of the end zone, or it could have been seven. I mean,
always.
I mean, you know, one of those deals where it'd been pretty easy for that thing to go straight down, and one of those guys fall on it, and then you're in a big hole. But
so you look at this game now overall, this is not how I thought Nebraska would lose the game. I've already had quite a few people tell me, you know, you told us we were scoring 30. We'd take that and ran because you know that's a W. Well, it's not. Now, the offense is doing okay. You get ready for Missouri. This looks like it's a shootout. Missouri, an early 9.5-point favorite in Lincoln, a place they haven't won in 30 years. They're ranked third in the country. This looks like a defense that Missouri should hang over 50 points on. Easy. Easy. Despite how tough they're playing and how hard they're playing, they're not five-star. They're not first-round draft picks. They're going to bust their butt, and they really want to, you know, go get Chase Daniel, and I think that's going to keep the adrenaline through the first half. But, I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't see how Missouri can be stopped. You made a big point of is there anybody on the offense of Virginia Tech besides Tyrod Taylor? Well, look at this whole offense that Missouri brings in. Oh. And they give up points. I think Nebraska can score on Missouri, but this is a 40-20 type of football game.
That's what's got written all over, isn't it? I don't know. Now, anybody can sit there and not be delusional or drinking so much Kool-Aid that they're throwing up and frothing at the mouth of Kool-Aid to think that Nebraska has a snowball's chance in this ball game. This is, I was going to say 50-28, but regardless, right in that area, I think the next two games, what's the over? I mean, I think literally the next two games, you get blasted, then your confidence level, then what happens? And obviously we're foreshadowing. Obviously some weird things happen if you haven't noticed in college football.
Oh, you don't have to feel like the only kid on the block getting punched in the face like Ken's going to get punched in the face here by sending us this email, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Emails are pouring in, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's right, USC beaten, Florida beaten at home by a much inferior football team. Go on and on. You know, Georgia being embarrassed like they were in the first half. There was a lot of USC-Nebraska games out there yesterday. Saturday. And you look at that. Let's go to the Adet Popper inbox. I thought Callahan and Cosgrove is the subject here. I thought we got rid of them last year. Maybe Carl Pelini thought that Cosgrove's defense was so awesome last year that he kept parts of it like missing assignments and letting receivers run wide open. It sure seemed like Callahan was on the sidelines too. Up the middle for a couple, then a pass that goes no place, then punt. Can't wait to see the next couple of weeks. At least we can take comfort in the fact that they played hard till the end. Still an L instead of a W. Thanks for the email there, Brandon. I appreciate that. You look at this, this is what you were supposed to expect. The reason they lost is they missed assignments. The reason they missed assignments is because they weren't as good. I mean, that's what's going on here. So I think they've got them coached up fine so far. But again, you just don't know. We had a lot more to go before then.
Rich from Giltner on the line, guys.
Hey, Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how's things in Giltner?
They're there.
What's on your mind?
Well, I don't think we ought to bury them just yet. I think that if this would have been last year, Virginia Tech would have probably hung 70 on us. There was, three goal line stands there? And the other thing was, and nobody really seems to be talking about this, our quarterback was reading the coverage, and when he was doing his progressions, he was going from short to long, from long to short, which is the way he's supposed to go, and he was going short to long. He wasn't reading. We had wide receivers wide open, and he wasn't looking there first. He was looking at the short receivers, the stuff in the flat, and that would have helped a lot. Matt Davidson on the radio was talking about that all night. He was saying that why we got these wide receivers wide open. They were begging us to throw it long, and we weren't doing it. That would have helped our defense. And that field position thing, whoever said that was right, that was killing us. Our kicking game was horrible. But Virginia Tech's known for that's their thing is the kicking game, so why are we surprised? I don't think you should bury them just yet. Missouri, really, have they played anybody yet?
Illinois.
How's Illinois?
I would say Missouri has.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't know. Penn State gave them a beat down, didn't they?
True. You're true, but that's the week to week in college football. It'll be interesting.
We had top 10 teams or top 25 teams or whatever, top 10 teams lose this week to unrated teams. I don't know, Colin Cowherd was saying all morning, I wouldn't want to be in the top 10. I'd rather be 9 or 11. All right? I don't think you should bury him just yet.
I agree. I agree.
Coaching, last year we were cussing the coaching and not the players. This year it's execution. It's things that are fixable. We don't have the great athletes, but have we ever really had the greatest athletes in the country? No.
No, not even when we're winning. Hey,
not even when Osborne was here. We had nothing but walk-ons and a few, you know, highlight guys. But, I mean, come on. Don't bury him.
Well, I agree.
They're probably going to get – I mean, I was thinking that the whole game. Oh, my God, if this was Missouri. but at the same time, it wasn't the coaching. It's the execution and that kind of thing. Those things are correctable. Teams get beat. I mean, it's week to week. You put your pants on one leg at a time. That's what our coaches used to tell us.
Well, you're exactly right. Hey, we sure appreciate the call. 1-888-455-ESPN. But again, are you going to bury them when they're 3-3? No, you don't bury them. There's not going to be four undefeated teams going into the last week of the season. It's just not that way anymore.
Lauren from St. Paul, guys.
Lauren, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks. I was just calling. I agree with the guy ahead of you that was ahead of me on don't want to throw us under the bus yet and everything. We look at Southern Cal, Alabama, and Georgia game, and I mean, on any given day, a well-coached team can make the adjustments and play out of their minds to win a game. And I don't know if we're going to win the next two, but I got a feeling I think we're going to play better as the season goes along. You can't help but play better.
I think you're exactly right, and I guess that gives Husker fans optimism for the next 2 weeks, is that an unranked team can beat a top-10 team. Lauren, hey, thanks for the call. We sure appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. Matt in Hastings rings in here at the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. They've been specializing in paintless dent repair for years. Stop by on the Bricks downtown Kearney for more information and a free estimate. Matt in Hastings to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I guess this is a sarcastic email. Okay, guys, so here it is. The new standard of excellence at Nebraska is you play hard. It's not enough that we have 85 players on scholarship. That's about $20,000 a year and eat steaks every night and are treated like kings and play a game they love. They get all of that, and then we're supposed to be happy because they really tried hard? Next time I fail at work and cost the company a huge loss, I'll just say, yeah, but I tried hard. Great. Matt goes on to say, please get off the we do not have players because athletically we have the same guys Oklahoma, Missouri, and most of the Big 12 wanted. With this staff recruiting, you will have the best sets of athletes right now. The new staff goes after the in-state slow white guys. Maybe Bo can mold them to what he wants, but as far as athletes, we have the same ones as anyone else. Ours just try hard and make mistakes, huh? P.S., the block punt, amazing. Who knew Tech had good special teams?
Wow.
Matt and Hastings.
Thanks, Matt.
One loss, and it's the season's over. It's all over. One loss. It's all done.
Ron from Hampton on the line, guys.
Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Home of the unbeaten Hampton Hawks, by the way.
Pardon me?
I said home of the unbeaten Hampton Hawks.
Yeah, so far.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just had four observations. Number one, I think Nebraska is going to be a 6-4 team. Number two, I think Gans needs to read his who's open better. Number three, the defense, all they got to do is learn how to tackle. We missed so many tackles in that game. And number five or four is get a running back. That Lucky is terrible. He stops too much. He doesn't go. That's my comment.
Ron, well, sure appreciate the call. Have a good day in Hampton. 1-888-455-ESPN. Yeah, tackling is still tackling. That is right. I don't know how much the run game even had a chance. Roy Helu makes one nice run, and again, he's the greatest. He's the greatest, but I guess other points that he had there, Tony.
Well, you know, you bring up Marlon Lucky, and Marlon Lucky saying, here's a quote, we have a lot of anger right now. This whole week is going to be physical. And I was thinking, well, Marlon, you haven't exactly been real physical through your career at Nebraska. Now all of a sudden this week you're going to get physical. So, yeah, tackling is a fundamental thing. I don't know what. It looks like there's players in position. Now, maybe we need to give a little bit more credit to Virginia Tech instead of bashing our own boys. I just can't. All we've heard through four games is how we haven't executed. That seems to be the mantra of, it's like last year, good football team. Now it's, we don't execute. Well, I don't know how much different. I don't know how much verbiage. I don't know how many things go into the defensive plan. I guess you need to sit down there and get to know the intricacies, because there must be, I'm just guessing, 1,043 of them. I just can't believe it can be that difficult. I can't believe it can be that complex. Maybe it is.
Here's Dave out in York, guys.
Dave calling on the phone lines here at 1-888-455-ESPN. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
What do you got for us?
Well, I was down in the south end zone Saturday, and I watched the game. And what about this first quarter there when we're moving the ball? We get up there around the 50, and we got a fourth and one. And, man, we can't even hike the ball and let the clock run out on us. We seem to be doing that quite a bit. I noticed, quite a few times last year, the defense wouldn't even be set, and we'd come up the line of scrimmage, and we'd have our guys ready, and, hell, the defense would be moving around back and forth, and, hey, if they're not in their position, that's where I'd be going with the ball. I'd be hiking it with 40 seconds left on the clock. I'd be moving the ball a little bit. I'll just get off and let you answer. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for the call all the way from York today. Sure appreciate it. Tony?
That's a great point. When nobody's set, you would think if you need that yard, it's the old tap-tap under the center, and you two go straight ahead and pick up 2 yards and move the chains. I totally agree. And you know what? We see that more in high school football on Friday nights than we ever do on Saturdays, but it's a pretty simple concept. You get up there and get your guys set. Not everybody has to go if the defense is hopping around straight ahead and pick up that yardage.
There's another touchdown from Brett Favre.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Big 12 Conference has announced that the contest with 7th-ranked Texas Tech will be carried nationally on Fox Sports Net 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yay! Yay!
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. The matchup at Texas Tech will mark Nebraska's first road contest of the 08 season after 5 consecutive home games. In addition to the Texas Tech game, other Big 12 games televised next week. Oklahoma-Texas will have that very first 11 a.m. ABC time slot. Colorado at Kansas, 11:30 in the morning on ESPN2. Oklahoma State at Missouri, 7 o'clock on one of the ESPN networks. That will be on Saturday, October 11th. So remember, this Saturday, Nebraska hosting Missouri, 8 o'clock ESPN. Nebraska at Texas Tech, Saturday, October 11th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Fox Sports Net. And also along with that, Nate Swift named the Big 12 Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. Woo! Wow! Good first half hour, folks. Sure appreciate it. Let's get back to one more here. Aaron and Kearney getting on a rant here. After being at the Husker game this Saturday, I was, of course, disappointed in the outcome, but I was impressed with the way the football team did not quit playing after they got down by 18 points. And remember, folks,
28-10.
We haven't even touched on this. That should have been worse. Nebraska's red zone defense was the best that they had all night long. A lot of field goals
4
in that football game. Could have been touchdowns. They weren't like 50-yard field goals either, so they were in the red zone. I know the last couple of years the team would have quit and the final score would have been a lot worse than it was. I'm proud of the Huskers and the way they fought back. On a much angrier note, how in the hell do the officials make that call on the late hit at that time of the game and then make it worse? They compound the mistake by penalizing Pelini for being mad at them for messing up. They cannot decide the game by blowing the whistle. On top of it all, I think this game was the worst Joe Gans has played since being the full-time starter. Very gutsy performance, and I'm proud of the team for the way they fought back and never quit playing.
I guess, we have not talked about Nadekamsu's late hit. I think it's one of those deals. And they talked about Kyle Vandenbosch's hit on Gus Frerotte this morning. And Mark Schlayer is saying, you know what, I think you've got to look at the intent. Was there intent? And I know it happens quickly. We got to see it on the Beau Pelini show.
But guess what?
Hit him out of bounds.
He did die, air before he was out of bounds. That's what everybody's saying. Had he left his feet, were both players, was the Virginia Tech player clearly out of bounds and Sue clearly in bounds? at the same time. A lot of people say, well, Sue had already leapt to make the tackle, and he just lands on his shoulder. There's no intent. Bo Pelini, point blank, asked if he thought that, that in the postgame Saturday, was that a penalty?
What do you think? We all saw it.
Let me hear that one more time. Coach Pelini, did you think that that was a penalty?
What do you think? We all saw it.
It was kind of a funny quip by Bo Pelini last night on the on his show when the Castillo got the first down on the with a fourth and one or third and one, and they put in Castillo, and he goes over the right side, and Bo Pelini just very just kind of in the run of the conversation says something effective. Yeah, you know, wasn't a very good spot, but yeah, we moved the chains. I didn't really like that spot, but we moved the chains.
We need to take a break. More Husker talk. We love the emails. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Paul Merkowitz is going to join us from Hastings College. Daryl Morris from UNK to talk about their exciting Down to the Wire weekends as well after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gynet Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
It can be a difficult time for a high-risk business during a period of volatile markets. It's our responsibility to assist those kinds of operations. I'm Ed Bose, President, First Bank and Trust, Cozad Clay Center in Eustis. A major function of First Bank and Trust business is agriculture, certainly a high-risk business. Our record in assisting producers dates back to a history of excellence over 125 years. How can First Bank and Trust help you? On the farm or on Main Street, we're here to help. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad Clay Center in Eustis.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
There are too many reasons that you want your RV vacation to go right than to have one little thing make it go wrong. Rich & Sons RV headquarters on South 281 Grand Island give you the peace of mind that matches the freedom and economy of your RV vacation. Trained and manufacturer certified, the Rich & Sons staff know every RV inside and out. In fact, right now, for less than $170, you can get a full 20-point inspection. Mobile ready-to-go service also available. Log on now to richsonsrv.com.
Tonight, it's an AFC North matchup when Baltimore invades Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Hi, this is Dave Sims of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me at Heinz Field for all the action. Can Big Ben Roethlisberger's team bounce back from their first loss of the year, or will it be Ray Lewis and the Ravens' stingy defense to keep their perch atop this always tough division? Steelers, Ravens, it's Monday Night Football. It's right here.
Catch all the action tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see more sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures up near 74 with north winds continuing at around 10 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with northwest winds diminishing to 5 to 10. We'll see lows around 40. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, moments away from talking with the head coaches at Hastings and UNK.
Doug, you know, I know the Huskers let us down this weekend, but we know something that won't let you down, and farmers are finding that out every day they get in the fields. That's because the farmers of Plant Dynagrow have something to smile about. Ask them about their Yieldguard VT Triple Hybrids Roundup Ready Corn System. great for weed control, great for insect protection, and great to maximize your profit potential. 1-800-652-9298 for more information. They're going to set you up. You want to talk about soybeans for next year? Tell them what you want. Maybe you want an early season soybean to get it out to plant some wheat behind it. They've got it at Dyna-Gro. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Ask about their seed stewardship policy. Perfect for your farming operation. Call them today. Dyna-Gro is growing in your fields.
1-888-455-ESPN. Keep the emails rolling. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Right now, though, we get to the Tri-Cities football weekend, and what an exciting one it was for Hastings College. And we are joined on Monday by head football coach Paul Merkowitz, brought to you in part by Rich & Sons Camper Sale, where there's summer blowouts going on in Grand Island. And double overtime, 28-27. Two things. Just before we even get to the end of regulation, Hastings has to complete a mini Hail Mary in the first overtime on fourth down, and then they're able to get in. And then after it's tied, Daddy, through two overtimes, but Hastings had a penalty. Those tricky Broncos saying, hey, come closer, go for two. And Mackenzie Hemgee and the Lions stuffs them, so they took the point off the board. And it ended up being Hastings' win, 28-27. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't remember actually saying congratulations to our defense and bring them in closer. I don't remember that. with that penalty, I think we used different verbiage, but it worked out very well in the end, as you said, and we're very happy with the win.
Coach, I guess the first thing that stands out to me is Dayton Edwards, 273 yards via the air.
Yes. And started the game really, really rough through three first half interceptions that were, even he said they were pretty bad, and just some bad decisions in the way that we threw the ball. But he really hung with it and hit some good things and did some really nice things for us.
Coach, before you got to the overtime, just kind of take us through the game. I mean, this is a game that didn't see a whole lot until we got to the second half.
Yeah, we finally broke through in the third quarter. Our defense played great again, and we finally broke through in the third quarter and hit a deep pass to Maurice Mansfield and got up 7-0. Felt pretty good, and they scored in the fourth. We came back and scored again. Put a pretty good drive together. Probably one of the better drives we've put together all year. About an 8-9 play, 65-yard drive. Went up 14-7, thought we were right, and they scored with about 30 seconds to go and sent it into overtime.
Coach, I guess you look at the yards, though, your defense gave up rushing. Is that a concern?
A little. They really ran the ball very well against us, and they had us spread out in some things and took advantage of some things that we were giving them. You know, they really didn't throw the ball as much as maybe we thought they were going to, and that may have had to do with the fact that they ran it so well, but you know, we felt like we were containing them throughout the game. We gave up one big long run. That's how they scored their first touchdown. But otherwise, we thought we had it contained pretty well, but they did put up a lot of yards.
Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mackenzie Hemgee, he just continues to do great things. Fumble recovery, led the stick there on the final play of the game. Again, another area kid that probably is going to be up for maybe Defensive Player of the Week honors in the conference.
Well, just before you called, I just got it, and he is the GPAC Defensive Player of the Week, and that was just announced a couple of minutes ago. And I tell you, if you like defensive football and you got time on a Saturday afternoon, you want to watch a special football player, Mackenzie Hemgee is that, you know, and the nice thing with Mac is he's a great teammate, great leader. He's one of our captains, and he just does all those things that, you know, as a football coach, you want, and he's a great football player.
As far as X's and O's, is he just mentally there? What is it about him that makes him such a good football player?
Everything. I mean, he has great anticipation. He knows what we're doing defensively. He's smart off the field. He's got great what we call football IQ, just anticipates great, and you know, he's one of those guys that's just always in the right place at the right time, and that comes from his preparation, and you know, besides all that, he's also very strong and a great athlete, and just, you know, everything you're looking for, especially in a defensive player.
Coach, I guess you go back a couple weeks ago where you got a game kind of stole from you at the end, mm-hmm. and then to win one like this, before the game, you think, gosh, when are we going to get one?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably since we left Sioux City, and you know, I told Mike Will after the game, I guess we're even now because one got stolen from us, and I think we really I've seen the fourth down play and showed it to some people here. I've never seen a ball thrown like that and completed in a game, especially with what was on the line at fourth and 10. And Dayton just threw it up for grabs. He really did. He was about ready to get sacked, and he just chucked it into the end zone. And you know, another what I think is a very special football player, Maurice Mansfield, made a great catch.
Coach, Dort College, you return home, and a comfortable spot for you now. You got that win you needed to keep some goals in order, and Dort rolls in. Tell us about them.
Well, you know, they bring a quarterback in that I've watched a lot of film here in the last 36 hours on, and he really very elusive, runs extremely well. They've got some very good athletes. You know, they're in a process of trying to learn how to win games, and this is a difficult conference to do that in, but you know, we've told our kids this is going to be the toughest week we're going to have from a practice standpoint. We're going to, as coaches, we're going to do what we need to do to get our guys ready to play a football game. And you know, our job is still to get better each week, regardless of who we're playing. And, you know, we've tried to build off the momentum of what we did in the preparation with Sioux Falls. I think we had very good preparation against Dakota Wesleyan and played pretty well. We just need to keep rolling that way and do the things we need to do.
Coach, we asked Coach Morris this. Health-wise, how's your team right now?
You know, pretty good. You know, we lost Trevin Stutzman, our outside linebacker, for the season a week ago, and that's going to be tough for us because he was a captain for us, and I think it hurt us a little bit in our run defense, I think, against Dakota Wesleyan. But all in all, we're getting healthy. You know, Dan Bargan carried the ball about 15 times on Saturday for us. You know, so all in all, from a health standpoint, to be honest, we're a little bit ahead of some of the people that I've talked to. I know that for sure, and I'd like to really keep that intact.
Well, Coach, a great win, and let's talk after another win next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, 28-27, double overtime over Dakota Wesleyan. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Up next, Daryl Morris from UNK right after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Few more minutes.
Smells great.
I know.
Okay, sorry.
How many do you want?
Four.
Okay, he wants four. Now, Dave, you?
Four.
Okay, four.
Well, you want sauerkraut with that, buddy?
Grilling goes perfectly with golf, as long as you're watching it at home. So this weekend, invite some friends over, get some Kingsford charcoal, and grill it up.
Who needs tickets to the game when you've got a grill, good friends, and a backyard? Tailgate at home with your favorite food and Kingsford Match Light Charcoal. It's the instant light charcoal that has the perfect amount of lighter fluid built right in. It lights fast and burns long to make sure your food is grilled to perfection every time. So grab your friends and family and fire up the grill for a winning tailgating event. Get fired up for the chance to win the ultimate tailgate experience. You seven friends in the New Year's Day bowl game in Orlando. Go to ESPN.com. Keyword search tailgate.
With four sizes of our specialty T-bone steak, all steaks hand-cut fresh right in the steakhouse. Home the 4-pound Texas Challenge with the biggest variety of steaks in the state. And three sizes of prime rib voted the best in Grand Island, where quality, value, and variety is our promise. Great-tasting steaks served by friendly people. There's no doubt about it. We are the place for steak. Reminding you to show our military troops your support by wearing red on Fridays.
Steak's done right, Texas T-bone.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry, and Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into great dining, is a sure bet with barbecue chicken and ribs Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, fajita Thursdays, and prime rib Fridays and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island, and remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's, including every Husker broadcast and pay-per-view, plus the NFL Sunday Ticket.
Hi, this is Cindy from the Kearney Family YMCA, and we know that families change and the makeup of households are different for everyone. So we have brand new membership categories. That means we have something for you and everyone in your household. Due to popular demand, we are extending our membership special. Join on or before October 4th and you pay no building fee. We have no contracts and membership assistance is available upon request. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Kearney Family YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities.
Royals, hottest team in baseball at the end of the season. Ah, the season's over.
Didn't
peanut
finish
butter
him.
Jelly time, people. We'll break it out sometime this week just for you. The playoffs are set except for the White Sox and Twins. The Times Cubs are going to be taking on in the first round the Dodgers. The Phillies will be taking on the Brewers.
Cubs.
The Brewers. Oh. And in the American League, Tampa Bay gets either Minnesota or Chicago. And the Angels, Red Sox, first round. Yikes. Johnny Casinos. Oh, wait a minute. Doug and Daddy Show, I forgot, where we hate the Yankees, Twins, and people that leave you. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Hey, Husker fans, stick around. Go to the whole game. It was a good one. How'd we do in Johnny Casinos' Pigskin Pick'em this week? Johnny
wow.
Casinos, just west of the Conestoga Mall, Grand Island.
Across the board, guys, we did not do very well. Doug winning it this week.
Hello!
With an even record of 5-5.
We didn't need to say that.
Wow.
I won.
Yeah,
I won.
You won, but not ooh. Daddy and I should be standing in the corner. We both went 3-7. Dan and the caller 4-6. The caller Brent from Hastings. So no good there.
How did Daddy's picks do, by the way?
Oh, Daddy's selections were not very good. I'm going to be honest with you. 1-3 on Saturday. We hit the Oregon at Washington State game, and I think every week we're just going to pick against Washington State now. It's become pretty apparent to me. And then 2-1 on Sunday. So
and which one did you miss in the pros?
Minnesota, excuse
yeah,
me.
That's Tennessee. Why we hate the Vikings. You got New Orleans and the Jets. Got a little lucky there. But Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, Hastings, Brent calls in, goes 4-6.
Hey, Brent, beat it, nerd.
Merck and Morris on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're talking with the head football coach at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, Darryl Morris, coming off a tough, tough ball game Saturday at Shadron, a game where they played pretty good football, and for once, I guess, maybe some special teams let them down a little bit. A low-scoring game, kind of anticipated that. And, Coach, you look back at this, your analysis now that you've looked at film and had a day or two to digest it.
Kicking game, you know. I mean, I think we played outstanding defense, and that's encouraging because we'll win some games playing defense the way we've been playing the last couple weeks. You know, took the ball initially on the opening drive and went right down the field on them and stuck it in for a touchdown and then kind of, you know, got into a defensive battle with them. And then when it all came down to it, the kicking game, we got beat in the kicking game, and that's extremely disappointing for us at UNK.
Coach, I guess, you know, part of that kicking game is you attempt a 57-yard field goal, and with points being such a premium, why that decision?
Well, I mean, exactly. We needed some points. We weren't getting things done. We would play well and then, you know, mess something up, get a penalty, or they would make a play on us, and offensive on both sides of the field was not consistent. So he's good from 57 yards. I've seen him do it multiple times. He had a wind to his back, and you know, we felt like we could use every point and would need every point that we could get to win the football game. And, you know, on both the occasions, you know, they were blocked, but they were extremely low kicks and really never had a chance to be successful. Jeff got to trying to drive the ball instead of just getting it up in the air, and they got blocked.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, coming on the short end of the Shadron State contest, 17-14. Coach, the offense, tell us a little bit about at least getting to the position of the field goals. Were you pleased? Were there some things that you were a little short on?
Well, you know, we had 303 yards of offense, so they're two-something, you know, so we yarded them. And you know, I thought Jake Spitzelberger did a nice job on some throws, and Rusty Dring had over 100 yards, well, not 100 yards rushing. We had over 100 yards rushing combined, but we just couldn't consistently put things together. We would get a penalty or they would make a good play on defense, and they're a good defensive football team. They create a tremendous amount of blocking situations for you with the number of rooter games that they run up front and all that, the blitzes that they bring and the pressure. So, you know, we struggle with that on occasion, and sometimes we would hit it and they would be in the wrong spot. So inconsistency was our biggest chore offensively, and you know, ultimately not being able to get the ball in the end zone will always get you beat.
Coach, I think going in you knew that Joe McClain was a pretty good passer, could complete some balls, but boy, to hold him to 188 yards, there were a lot of short passes underneath routes that were completed.
Yeah, and their running game is not what it used to be, obviously, and McClain is a good quarterback, he's a good football player, but he's not what he was when, you know, he had that stallion back behind him. So, it's a tough situation for them, and I think he's still carrying their football team, but he's still not has he doesn't have the benefit of having the big tailback behind him that can do a lot of things. So I think that helped us a little bit, obviously. Ultimately he ended up being the winning quarterback, so you got to take your hat off to him.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us on our weekly Monday segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your quarterback, Jake Spitzelberger, has settled into his starting role, and then he runs the ball quite a bit on Saturday. Were those design plays, or were those more
had a tendency to, anytime you would put your tailback in motion and motion to a no-back set, they would, what we call, quick blitz you. So they would take both their outside linebackers, and they would come a-running, and then even the inside linebacker would come a-running. So we baited him into that a couple times, knowing that we could still run some of our normal running plays where you pull the backside tackle for the play side linebacker and just have Spitzelberger be the tailback back there. So they both, each time we did it, it worked out pretty well for us, and it was just something that Coach Martin had picked up on film.
Coach, I guess you look ahead towards Pueblo and obviously on the road again. Just your overall thoughts.
Well, you know what? I don't care if they're a new football team or not. They gave Colorado School of Mines, which I thought was going to be one of the better teams in our league, everything that they wanted. I think they're giving up about 75 yards a game on the ground and not a ton of yards up in, well, a little bit of yards up in the air. So, they're a defense going to play an odd front. They're going to bring four or five guys each time you snap the ball, do a pretty good job of disguising some of their coverages and, obviously they'll have a nice crowd there. People have been coming out for their ball game. So I look for it to be a heck of a football game. I give Colorado, I'm like Bill O'Boyle. I think about 2 years we're all going to be chasing those guys anyway. So I think it's going to be a good game.
Hey, Darryl, before we let you out of here, you touched on it at the top of the interview about how well the defense played. I wanted to single out a couple of those kids. And again, one of them from just down the road, and Jake Mandelko had an excellent game for you.
Yeah, Jake had a great game. Jake's just been a solid football player for us and just continues to do good things for us defensively. And Dusty Lufteholz had an excellent. As a matter of fact, Dusty Lufteholz was our defensive player of the game. So Dusty had a great game for us. And the kids are just playing well up front, and Jonathan Cannon and Nate Reichs and Mason Brodeen and those guys up front. Josh Rohde was the defensive player of the week last week, so those kids are doing a good job, and as long as we can continue to play good, solid defense like that, then I think we got a chance week in and week out. Don't know if we'll win another game or not, but I think we'll be in most of them because of our defense.
Well, and just judging by the way we've seen some scores already, this RMAC race is far from over.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those years where you who beat who and how bad was that, and you kind of scratch your head sometimes on Sunday, with some of the scores and how people are losing games and winning games. So it's a wide open race right now. Obviously, we're chasing people now with having a loss, so we just can't afford another one.
Coach, out of the Shadron game, health wise, what's the status of your team?
It's still up in the air a little bit, but Rusty Drain got dinged there a little bit, so we're not real sure about Rusty this week. He didn't practice a lot last week. Maybe a little concussion. Orion Owen Stubbs didn't play this week, still doubtful for this week. Orion Maddie's knee puffed up a little bit. So we've got some of those midseason things, that just never seem to go away because you irritate them each game you play. So the trainers will take a look at him again today. They looked at him yesterday, and we'll have to wait and see what they say.
Obviously, Jack Hyatt was questionable going into Shadron. How did he come out of the game?
Well, Jack, you know what? Jack's a warrior. Jack's got a broken he got a broken bone in his shoulder and a torn labrum, and the guy's just, playing on sheer guts. And it affects his play. There's no question about that. He's basically playing center and kind of doing it one-handed sometimes. So, we're just going to have to let Jack tell us how long he can go or if he can't go, and then we'll just have to make the changes from there.
Well, Darryl, if Rusty Drain has a mild concussion, he's got a good career in radio ahead of him.
There's no question about that because he knows which button to push to get the tape going.
Coach, best of luck out of Pueblo, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Merck and Morris on Monday is brought to you by Richardson Camper Sale in Grand Island with a summer blowout with huge savings on items like air conditioners, refrigerators, and the ultimate tailgating experience, the VU Cube. There is so much still going on here this summer. Get it in to Richardson Camper Sale and still enjoy your tailgating at football wherever you may be. And for more information, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich and Sons banner, Rich and Sons Camper Sale, Grand Island.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Danny Show. Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Microtel, everyone's in seventh heaven. Is it because we have free wireless internet in every room, our MicroPass frequent guest program, free get up and show breakfast, or the free local and long distance calls? Maybe it's because for the seventh year in a row, Microtel was again ranked highest in guest satisfaction among economy budget hotels by J.D. Power and Associates. Wow, 7 years in a row. Somebody must really like us. Book a great hotel at an even greater price. Visit MicroTelIn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to JDPower.com.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Best of all, Sony Bravia HDTVs and Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And Iron Man is coming on Blu-ray and standard DVD September 30th, so you can now bring Hollywood's biggest heroes home in high definition. Our store will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hey, I'm going to watch the Ravens and Steelers. I'll be back in a while.
Honey, wait. What are the birds stealing?
No, the Ravens and the Steelers football game. Just forget it. I'm going to Cunningham's.
It's the Ravens and the Steelers tonight on Monday Night Football at Cunningham's Journal. Head down to Cunningham's and catch all the action and throw back a couple of ice-cold beers with the boys. After all, you'll always have Tuesday night to watch the birds.
Hark the Raven, nevermore.
Cunningham's Journal, downtown on the bricks. Kearney.
The same technology just used at the Olympics to support and promote healing in world-class athletes is available in central Nebraska. Dr. Carey is trained in the application of and treatment with kinesiotape, an innovative athletic tape used by Olympians as well as the rest of us that both supports and promotes the natural healing process. Kinesiotape is like another layer of skin, flexible, long-lasting, and effective. To find out if kinesiotape is right for your condition, see Dr. Carey at Carey Chiropractic. Get back in the game. Call Dr. Carey today, 308-398-2255.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see more sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures up near 74 with north winds continuing at around 10 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with northwest winds diminishing to 5 to 10. We'll see lows around 40. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly.
Well, Derek, we're wrapping up a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Appreciate all the phone calls, all the emails, all the Husker feedback we got. It'll continue tomorrow, folks. We appreciate your reaction. 1-888-455-3776 or shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. A wonderful show. Glad to hear your comments. We'll appreciate all the comments you've got tomorrow and Wednesday. Well, we're going to be live at the press conference tomorrow.
Tomorrow we are going to Lincoln. We'll hear what the coach has to say. You'll hear from Bo Pelini at 12 noon. We hope to have a couple of special guests. Maybe we'll get a chance to chat with Joe Gans or some of the players that are there between 11 and 12 in the press conference at 12 noon live tomorrow when we get into Lincoln. And we'll be there pretty early because Joe Gans will be speaking early. Also want to thank Daryl Morris and also Paul Merkowitz for joining us on the show today. Ken wanted to say Irish win, hee-hee, Cowboys lose. Yes, our power rankings coming out Thursday. I'm sure you will be amazed at where I have Dallas. And UNK cross-country invitational today at the Kearney Country Club, a prelude to the state meet next month.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.